Phil Mackey, Judd Zolgad.
I think these guys get each other going.
Mackey and Judd.
It's a good group of guys. They're just waiting for everything to kind of click again and come back together.
On 1500 ESPN.
Dismissed. About to go to the lane. To Caliver for the long gun. He nails another. What a night for Anthony Caliver.
I'm trying to find this article. You guys found it in the other room here. Chicago Sun-Times. By the way, Manny Hill's hanging out with us from the Raised by Wolves podcast. Manny? The Ride with Royce.
Oh, yeah, that's right here.
All right. Chicago Sun-Times. And you have quotes from Carl Anthony Towns from The Athletic, too, that we can get
to. Just keeps getting juicier.
He wouldn't acknowledge his contract situation, and he wouldn't acknowledge the reported strife, but he said, once I'm done vacationing, I'll get back in town, and obviously there's a lot of things to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an article from the Chicago Sun-Times. Jimmy Butler and Kyrie Irving could have plans to try and take over the East. Oh, my.
I saw that earlier today.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to find the part where he hates Karl Anthony Towns. All right. Kyrie has already said he won't be signing a contract extension this summer. As for Butler, a league source said he has no intentions of signing an extension with Minnesota, all but fed up with the nonchalant attitude of his younger teammate, specifically Karl Anthony Towns.
I thought it was Andrew Wiggins like a couple of weeks ago that he was sick of.
It was
at one point, yes.
So here, I'm going to read you a couple more things and then we can react.
Just taking turns flaming everyone as he goes.
Right,
yes.
Right.
This is from his quote in April to the Chicago Sun-Times. Quote, Butler, I just don't think there have been many people that have understood how important winning is to me. I just had a conversation about that very thing with somebody. Not important who, maybe it was Kyrie. But I put so much into this game, and I only play to win. I don't play for any individual stats or accolades, any of that. And at times I get lost in how everybody is not built the way that I'm built, specifically talking about his young teammates. Okay. If he's not going to resign, and I brought this up to these guys, like, shouldn't they be trading him right now? Shouldn't you be floating him to the Lakers for Brandon Ingram right now?
In the back of my mind for the last few weeks, I've wondered if this might be a situation where they do have to move on from him and try and get something for him this summer before, you know, or at the deadline before he just jets for nothing and you get nothing. And they're so far over the cap now that his 19 or 20 million coming off the books isn't really going to help you. So that thought is kind of always coming to my mind, like, okay, well, if he's not happy and if he's not going to sign an extension, might this be time for them to just move on from him and try and get some assets for him? But this is also an operation that's run by Tom Thibodeau, and Jimmy is his guy, and you're going to have a hard time trying to convince Tom Thibodeau to trade away his guy that he loves so much.
Okay.
So,
I think it's going to be impossible.
There's more to this story that I just found. Let me throw this out. Can Butler still change his mind? That's the question posed by the author.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Especially if Minnesota were to do the almost improbable and move Karl Anthony Towns. The other scenario would be if Towns somehow showed Butler that he is the foxhole player rather than being Amish-like, quote-unquote, as the big man described of himself during the first-round playoff loss to Houston. Again, doubtful.
You know what? Jimmy Butler is a fantastic player. He's one of the top, in my opinion, one of the top 12 players in the NBA, but he's 28 years old. He's played a lot of minutes, and he's had some injuries in the past, and he's up for a new contract. I mean, you have Karl Anthony Towns, who is one of the best big men in this, young big men in this league. I mean, between him and Anthony Davis and Joel Embiid, like, you, if you have a choice between one of those two guys, the smart play is to go with the younger guy.
If you guys...
This is not brain surgery. And I love Jimmy Butler, but come on.
If you guys had asked me on June 22nd of last year, when Butler was acquired by Tibbs, if you had said, all right, Judd, lay out the worst case, what's the worst thing, the direction that things could go? I pretty much would have given you the play-by-play that is currently transpiring here.
Yeah.
Wiggins doesn't improve. Butler comes here and gets frustrated by the two top stars. You know, the fact that we're now again seeing any even thought of Cat being moved, which they're not going to do, I don't think. But nonetheless, the fact that it's even being broached, this is This is playing out as an absolute worst case. And the problem here, and this goes back to the fact that there's not a president of basketball ops who is not the coach of the team.
Right.
The fact that you have one guy who is Jimmy's guy tells me the resolution is going to be ugly, and it's damn near impossible to be satisfactory.
It's like you hear this stuff from Jimmy Butler, and I'm with Manny too. Like, I love Jimmy Butler, but at some point,
great. He's a fantastic player.
And at some point, maybe it's just not a fit here for different reasons. Maybe the age gap and the compete level gap is too wide right now, but it's like, okay, Jimmy Butler feels this irrational way about one of the bright young stars, and I'm talking about Towns, not Wiggins, in the mm-hmm. NBA. And as a fan, as a follower, you're looking around saying, okay, well, like, someone in the organization, just be the voice of reason and talk to Butler. Okay, who can talk? Oh, my God, it's Tom Thibodeau that's supposed to have that conversation. And he agrees with Jimmy Butler, like Jubb was just saying. So the only solution here, unless Towns finds a way, it sounds like, to make it work relationship-wise with Jimmy Butler, is to just get rid of both Tom Thibodeau and Jimmy Butler at some point. That's the direction this is headed in. And probably going to do that next summer is probably going to be another reset button for the Timberwolves, the way this is all going.
And you have to look at Tom Thibodeau as the head coach and the president of basketball operations. He is the one who has to sit everybody down and say, all right, what do we need to do? What do we all need to do to get this to work? Because it can work, because this roster has too much talent to be sitting here bickering at each other and mad at each other and frustrated with each other.
Yeah.
How do we make this work?
You need a connector.
That is Tom Thibodeau's job. He is getting paid $8 million a year to coach the team, be the president of basketball operations, and to manage personalities.
And the confidence that he has the ability to do those things is zero, Manny.
He's not a connector. He's not a connector.
It's zero. He is at his happiest during basketball games when he is screaming and stomping around and yelling. And you tell me. And the problem is that he and Butler are the same guy. Yeah. And so instead of Butler being the captain, see, I thought, stupidly, I thought that Butler was going to come here and be the conduit for mm-hmm. Tibbs, right? That he was going to go to Wiggins and Towns and the young players and be like, all right, here's what Tibbs means. Tibbs screams and yells, listen to this, and this, and tune him out on this, and this. But it's not that way. Mm-hmm. Instead, they are basically the same person, and so and Butler has no patience either.
Right.
So who's got patience? But this also goes back to the fact that Wiggins is never going to have a chance to improve in this environment.
The other thing too is if you look back at Jimmy's last year in Chicago, you know, they made the playoffs. They were the 8th seed. They won those first two games against the Celtics, and you know, Rondo was there, Dwayne Wade, and those guys. There was a little bit of dissension in that locker room.
Oh, there was a lot
during the season because there was talk about, you know, Freddie Hoiberg, can he manage these guys? And, you know, there's a beef between, you know, Jimmy Butler and Rajon Rondo, and Rondo's mad at Dwayne Wade and all this other stuff. And you do have to wonder, and I love Jimmy Butler, but you do have to wonder if, you know, when something is repeating itself, you have to wonder if it's that person. Like Dwight Howard. I look at Dwight Howard playing now on his fifth team he's a free agent now because the Nets bought him out, but he's bounced around so many times. And at some point you got to look in the mirror and say, okay, is it me? Am I the issue here? And I'm not trying to imply that Jimmy Butler is this locker room cancer and he's going to screw everything up, but he's got to, if Tom Thibodeau is going to look to him as a leader on this team, he has to be the one. He can't just be throwing shade at the young players. He's got to take them in and say, look, how do we make this work? How do we make this work? And Tom Thibodeau has to be an overseer of that.
It's like Tom Thibodeau and Jimmy Butler in their own lanes. If it's just Tom Thibodeau breaking down defensive film, and I would say as an assistant coach in today's NBA,
mm-hmm.
I think if you turned him loose, okay, he could be fantastic. Jimmy Butler in his own lane, grind your ass, late first round pick, become the best player you can be, awesome. The problem is they're in these leadership roles.
Yes.
And you have to be that connector of people. You have to be that empowering figure. You can't just look around the room and call everyone else an idiot. And that might be true. Like, maybe there are some young players who don't get what it takes to work the right way or to play defense the right way. But it's on you as part of your job description, overseer of basketball operations and leader of locker room and best player,
and
Jimmy Butler, to help bridge that gap with those players.
And Karl-Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins are young players who were drafted high, who were highly touted guys, who for the most part have kind of had, you know, things handed to them to a degree where, you know, everybody was talking about how, oh, you're going to be so great and all this. You've got to, you came here, you took over this young roster. You've got to manage these guys. You've got to teach it. You can't just get mad and frustrated with them and, oh, I'm just sick of these young guys and they just don't understand it. Help them understand it.
Yeah. Is there a scenario?
You signed Andrew Wiggins to a $148 million contract.
That's the problem.
You have to invest in it.
Is there a scenario here where Karl-Anthony Towns doesn't sign the 5-year max contract? I think he's going to, I think 95% he signs the 5-year max contract.
Sign it. Yeah.
But it's, I'm wondering if there's like a detonation button here where they wind up losing, or he signs it and then in a year or two he demands a trade and gets. And now all of a sudden, like, you have to preserve Karl-Anthony Towns.
Here's the scary part, though. Right. Here's the scary part. The guy that is essentially the assistant coach and GM of this team, Jimmy Butler, if he wants to trade him, I don't trust Tibbs. Because Tibbs should say, shut up and go away. Never bring that up again. But we keep seeing this stuff. No, this is what concerns me. Yeah. You tell me.
There should not be rumors about trading Karl-Anthony Towns. Tell me it's this. So stupid.
Who is the second most influential person in that organization? Forget Glenn, because Tibbs runs the entire basketball ops. So Tibbs runs
Jimmy
the entire.
Butler.
It's Jimmy Butler. It's not Scott Layden. It's Jimmy Butler. It's
Jimmy Butler.
And if Jimmy Butler is going to push Tibbs on, hey, if you want me to stay, because you know that Tibbs will move heaven and earth to keep him. And Tibbs is not going to say, it didn't work, I'm sorry, I'm trading you. He's going to say, what do you want me to do?
And to be honest,
this is a frightening prospect.
And to be honest, just because of what happened with Jimmy this year with the knee injury, and, you know, they probably rushed him back a little bit sooner because they wanted him for the playoffs.
And they played him too much.
And they probably played him too much. Yep. And then that last game against the Rockets, he had to check out because his knee flared up and it was bothering him. And he's 20. He's going to be 29 when the season starts, which means he's going to be, if you do sign him to an extension, he's going to be getting ready to turn 30. And I'm a little bit concerned about giving him an extension.
A little bit?
A max extension, talking 5 years and
for sure,
you 180 and I, or whatever the hell it would be.
I'd be more than
you and I agree.
I'm concerned about that.
I agree with you.
And I love him, and I think he's a great player, and he's a fun player, and he adds that, you know, I'm using some Tibbs language here with toughness and grit and all this other stuff.
Crazy goals.
But you just have to wonder about signing him to a long-term deal like that versus maybe parting ways with him and trying to get some young assets. I mean, you're going to have potentially other contracts coming off the books. You're going to have Taj's $14 million coming off the books. You're going to have, you know, maybe Jeff Teague decides to opt out of that third deal. That's $19 million coming off. So you have an opportunity here to maybe hit the reset button if this is not going to work, but it's going to come down to the head coach being willing
Here's
to do
Here's the potential
that.
Question. What is Butler going to encourage Tibbs to go to Boston and offer for Kyrie now? If Butler and Kyrie are on the same page, I could see Butler going to Tibbs and saying, well, if you don't want me to leave, bring him here.
I mean,
you're saying trading Cat for
what? No. I'm saying, what could the potential? Jimmy Butler and Kyrie are thick as thieves as well, and
yes.
they're big friends. So my point is, if Butler's the assistant GM, I think he's going to go to Tibbs and say, if you don't want me to leave here and keep me happy, get me Kyrie here.
Yeah, but there's not.
But what are you going to get? I mean,
I have no idea.
What are you going to give up to get Kyrie Irving?
You'll offer Wiggins, and they will say, you know what?
I think we're
good on the young wing players.
Yeah.
We're going to stick with what we have.
We'll sit here with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown for much cheaper, who are both better than Andrew Wiggins.
And there's no incentive for Boston, which is trying to win the championship, to trade Kyrie. So, like, I mean, if Kyrie and Butler are going to play together, it's on another team not named the Wolves.
I mean, what is Teague and...
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, and I like Jeff, but
I don't think that there's a lot of common sense going on at Target Center right now. Let me put it that way.
I'll tell you what. You know what? I don't know if it was as much Judd, but I brought up a few weeks ago the notion that the Wolves should trade Jimmy Butler this offseason. And it mostly has been, oh, I mean, that's it's ridiculous in that Tom Thibodeau would never do it.
And it's
but if
ridiculous
anybody else
because,
ran the team, it should be something you're considering right now.
And it's ridiculous to a degree because they just traded for him a year ago, and you give up what you gave up for him, and then you pull the plug after a year. But
the landscape has changed so much in a year.
It has changed. A lot has changed, and we've seen other teams around the league get a lot stronger, and the Wolves are just sort of handcuffed in terms of what they can do to get better, to catch up with a Houston or a Golden State or now the Lakers. I mean, they're in a very tough spot, and they've got some huge decisions to make this offseason.
Yeah. Manny, thanks for coming
in, dude.
Manny.
You got it, man. Thanks for
catch
having me,
Manny
guys.
On the Ride with Royce and also Raised by Wolves. You can download, subscribe anywhere you would find podcasts, 1500ESPN.com, Apple Podcasts.